principle of pipelining. The basic principle is that if we can draw our design out in this general form, where we have put the flip-flops into vertical columns separated by loop-free islands of combinational logic, then we are free to partition that loop-free combinational logic island, or one of them, into two islands and put a new broadside set of registers in the middle, and that's called a pipeline stage. And the reason that we do this is that the number of cascaded logic gates is reduced, and hence the critical path in this clock domain is potentially reduced if we've put the pipeline stage in the right place. And hence we can clock it faster. So we'll have more latency and more logic, but a higher clock frequency. And that's why processors are designed with 5 or 6 stage pipelines to get the clock frequency up. This doesn't change the encoding of the existing flip-flops. It just adds extra flip-flops with new state. Of course, we can only do this if the flow of data is in one direction. And when there are backwards paths, as there are, for instance, in CPU design, where the branch destination is conditional, and that information has to be fed back to the instruction fetch, then we have hazards arising. Quite often the logic does not have loops around the pipeline stages. For instance, consider receiving high-speed data from a satellite link or a fiber optic cable. The design of the overall system is going to be completely tolerant to the exact path delay. If we're clocking data at several gigabits per second, then just by the speed of light, if we move the receiving terminal a few meters further away from the transmitter, then the data is going to arrive a few bit times later. And hence, intrinsically, systems of that sort are completely tolerant to having extra pipeline stages inserted. And even when there are loops, we can do localized shifting of register stages between the inputs and outputs of gates. That's called flip-flop migration. But we're not free to introduce a totally new pipeline stage, since this will affect the behavior of the system. We would need to know whether introducing such a pipeline stage is or is not going to negatively affect the behavior of the system. Next slide.